Welcome back to Horizons.
Brother Florian, thank you again for coming on Horizons.
Hello, David. Thank you for having me.
We're in September now, which is the diocese season of creation, and we're trying to promote biodiversity and follow on from Pope Francis's letter about trying to return 30% of parish grounds to biodiversity. So we're trying to not mow the grass and let things grow wild a bit. In your friary, you have a wonderful garden that you attend that you took me on a very nice tour of. Could you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, our garden is amazing, and I think I won't have such a garden ever in my life. Again, gardening has always been my passion because my grandfather was a gardener and his father was a gardener and his father too. So going back to the 17th century, the firstborn sons were always gardeners. And my grandpa taught me a lot about gardening, and the friars supported me here, the brothers, that I could do my own gardening, that I could plant vegetables. We planted potatoes, also the most Irish thing to do. That was the first time for me, because in my old life I mainly did urban gardening on my balcony, so there was not enough space. Here I have a greenhouse for the first time, for tomatoes, for cucumbers, for bell peppers also outside, pumpkin and courgette. And Ireland is a very fertile land. As a historian, I understand now why the Vikings wanted to conquer it, because it's so fertile, unlike Scandinavia. And yeah, lettuce grows. I'm just amazed. I'm amazed how everything grows here. Then, because it's 800 years of St. Francis, the founder of our order, having written the Canticle of the Sons, I planted a lot of sunflowers so that we can then also use them in church, but also next to our statues, small statues in the garden of St. Anthony, so that we have some sunflowers in all shapes and sizes. Otherwise, we have a lot of flowers. We also have two ponds and then trees, really, really big trees that also cause a lot of work. So there's always something to do. We work together, the novices, with a gardener that comes twice per week. Yeah. But I told David on our tour that 20, 30 years ago, the novices, the young friars, were not allowed to go out into town. So the garden was all they had. They had to play soccer there. They had to pray there. And that was their space for recreation. So now today we are allowed to leave the friary and go to the national park for hikes, but we are still happy, of course, with this, our big garden.
Yeah, and obviously people can't see on the radio, but you're a very tall fellow. I'd say you're definitely over 6 feet, and some of the sunflowers you've grown are taller than you are. They're very impressive. I'll put some photos up on the Diocesan website.
Yeah, the sunflowers, I planted the giant sunflowers, but then also smaller ones that only should get about 60 centimeters, and they are in flower pots, so to put them everywhere.
You're much higher off the ground than I am, and obviously the ground is where you're doing most of your gardening. With you being so tall, do you have any back pain or any issues with that when you're doing gardening?
Fortunately, as a friar, no job is a 100% job, and I back pain is an issue for tall people. I used to play volleyball also, so I feel a bit better now because I didn't have time to play. But yeah, sometimes gardening gives you back pain, but I try to be careful, and we usually work 2 hours in the afternoon, so it's not a full-time job, so I feel bad for the gardeners that have to work all day. Yeah, for me it's almost like leisure time or recreation, because I just love the gardening. It's very good also for the soul and for the mind especially, so you forget the physical pain.
How many brothers in total work in the garden?
It's myself and the other novice, Jan from Austria, and then we have Con, who is a retired Garda officer, and he comes twice per week because he has a lot of experience in farming. His dad was a farmer. And then we also have Peter, our handyman, who mows the lawn, but he's more in charge of all the mending.
I think it was Con, you told me, who told you to leave the flowers on the potatoes because that would be helpful to them in their growth.
Right, we always have discussions with my experience as a gardener, with Father Billy, who is also involved in the gardening, and it was his idea to get bees and potatoes. So yeah, different opinions. I trust the Irish on potatoes. So I didn't say it was my first time potatoes, but apparently, yeah, not everyone sees things in the same way. Yeah,
that's amazing. Yes, we do take our potatoes very seriously. One thing I found very interesting is you mentioned to me that back in your home country of Switzerland, you would occasionally struggle with hay fever, but in this garden here in Ireland, you don't. You seem to be fine.
Yeah, I'm better. I'm not fine. Usually in the evening or after work in the garden, I'm sneezing and I have a runny nose. But interestingly, yeah, even though it's the Green Island, I feel better here than in Switzerland. But probably has to do with the kind of pollen I'm allergic to. It's mainly hazelnut and birch trees in Switzerland, and also hay, just classic hay.
And so we don't have as many of those here. Do you do any particular biodiversity efforts, like keeping parts of the garden wild? I noticed quite a few bees while I was there. I assume you don't have a hive on the grounds.
We do. I forgot to show you. We have one hive, and about a month ago, we got 51 jars of honey. I've never seen anything like that. We were really happy. So we get our own honey, yeah. And biodiversity is very important for us. It's together with justice, peace, and is the protection of creation is very important for the whole Franciscan family. And so we try. It's more experimental on a small scale here, but yeah, we try to produce our own food, our own vegetables, our own honey, and just trying to improve our lifestyle step by step. It's then, of course, also with solar panels, with recycling. There's a big focus on that. It's something that I like, that I like very much about being a friar. So we try to produce organic food. I also told David that the only spray we used was for the potato blight, which apparently is a problem in Ireland and that you have to do.
Yeah, if you look at our weather apps, we have the regular weather warnings, we have the marine weather warnings, and then we have the potato blight warnings. So it's one we need to be sure of. Do you maintain the beehive yourselves, or do you have a beekeeper who comes in?
It's Father Billy, and he knows Mark, who has several hives in several places, and he comes once per week, and together, yeah, they are dressed up. Sometimes they get stung anyway, but they watch the bees every week. So it's a project together with someone from our parish.
I was wondering how a brother would approach a hive, because one thing I do know about bees is that evolutionarily they're programmed to attack dark colors, because their main predator, you know, from back in the day would have been bears. And bears have very dark noses, so they know to go for the nose. Brothers are dressed very darkly. How does your brother approach the hive with his habit?
No, he gets the usual dress with a helmet in white. So he wouldn't wear his habit when he visits the bees, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, special times call for special circumstances.
that's absolutely true, yeah. We have always been flexible in the history of our order, yeah. If it's good for evangelization and preaching the gospel.
You're in the garden a lot, and it's a lovely quiet space sort of off the main roads from Killarney. You wouldn't think it was so close to town. Do you see many animals in there?
We have a lot of birds, and birds are very important for Franciscans, because there's the legend of St. Francis preaching to the birds. But interestingly, behind our high monastery walls or friary walls, we also have a bunny. One bunny we sometimes see, it's probably one of these Irish hares, always hiding in the bushes. Sometimes the neighbor's cat jumps over the fence, and we have at least two goldfish, but we are at the moment discussing about getting more. So yeah, animals are very important for Franciscans. Once per year, we also, at our church, we have an animal blessings where all the people bring their cats and dogs and birds, which was a very nice experience for me, because I've never witnessed that or anything like that in Switzerland.
Oh, that's amazing. I love seeing photos of blessings of the animals done. I know it was done here in the Churchill Parish, and people brought dogs and cats, but I think there was some horses as well, and maybe a cow. I don't know what animals you remember blessing.
Yeah, it was mainly dogs, a few cats. And then with the Jarvis, we go and bless their horses. I think it was on the next day, yeah, because there are so many horses for the tourists in Killarney. But they all got their blessing, yeah. And we prayed for success for the Jarvis in the tourist season, of course.
Are you ever walking around the national park and you see something and you think, oh, I'd love to get that in our garden?
Of course, I would love to have the small deer in our garden. It would be too small, and WWF would probably criticize us. They wouldn't have enough space. But that's something that I have found amazing how close wildlife is coming in the national park and is not disturbed by you. It's just looking at you, and I like that. Yeah, I like watching the animals there.
It would be very nice to see a baby deer in your garden, because from walking around it, it's wonderfully quiet. It, strangely, one thing that surprised me is it just smelled amazing. It just had a lovely sweet smell the whole way around. So yeah, if you got a couple of baby deer in there, that's the perfect pristine picture.
Yeah, I think you are right. Yeah, absolutely.
As someone who does a lot of gardening, do you have any tips for anybody who might be listening about ways they can increase biodiversity in their own gardens?
My Ukrainian friends always say that you have to speak to the plants, talk a lot with them, and then they grow faster. So it's almost a superstition. But yeah, I have found myself sometimes talking to nature, to the birds, and to the plants. for me, what I learned as an urban gardener was never give up. 1 year is good for tomatoes, the next year is good for cucumbers. Sometimes I think patience. Patience is just like in religious life, is the most important thing also in gardening. And yep, put in your whole heart and put in your love into the plants. And I think it will make you happy, whether it's just one flower in your apartment or a whole garden or a greenhouse.
That's a lovely sentiment. I'm wondering, when you're speaking to the plants, do you speak in English or in Swiss?
Actually, here I speak English because I was also teaching in English in Switzerland. Yeah, in Switzerland, I speak Swiss German. That's correct, with the plants. So maybe I'm also superstitious. Yeah, the plants here might not understand German or French or Russian.
That's great. So you speak the local language of the plants. So it's a wonderful sentiment to have patience and give your whole heart to the gardening. That's a great meditative way of doing it. Brother Florian, thank you very much again for coming on Horizons.
I wish my Irish would be better for the plants. In the garden, maybe they don't understand English. But thank you a lot, David, for having me on your show. And it was very interesting for me. And I wish all the best to all the listeners.
This is An Tash Éire by the Friary Folk Group. Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on davidsheehan@dioceseofkerry.ie. Thanks to the production team, in particular Gráinne Quirk. Just a thought for the coming week is by Father Francis Nolan. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week.